Welcome to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, mum, FIFO wife, MBA, coffee lover, survivor superfan, and creator of The Email Experience. In Easy Email Marketing, you'll benefit from my nearly 20 years experience, where I'll be teaching you all the tips, tricks, and insider info on how to create feel-good, non-spammy experiences for your subscribers. Let's get stuck in. Welcome back to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, and today is a behind-the-scenes episode. I'm sharing a little bit about how my email marketing setup works. And I was looking back, and it was actually March 2022 when I last shared about my email marketing setup. And a lot has changed since then. So we'll go through a couple of the changes, a couple of my thoughts behind that. And ultimately, I want to share how I bring it back to the lifeblood of your business, which is how to sell. And my approach to sales has changed a lot in that time. So previously, I was focused a lot around launches, and I did have an evergreen funnel set up with ads and the works. But I did find it was getting quite pricey, especially with a membership style setup. So as you know, if you've been following my journey for a while, I have changed my business model dramatically in the last year. So last November, I pulled apart my burgeoning, bulging membership, The Email Experience, which had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of content, and broke it up into individual courses. And I have added a whole range of other courses and obviously optimized those ones and set it up as the Email Marketing Superstore, a shop where you can buy all sorts of email marketing programs. Then The Email Experience went back to its roots as being a support membership, and I do client work as well. So with these changes, obviously has it's resulted in me changing the way I need to sell, selling a lot more lower priced items versus focusing on a big launch, has meant that I need to be taking action every day and talking every day about my offers and how people can work with me. Now, of course, that does not mean I'm emailing every single person on my list every single day, you know, I'm cramming my programs down their throat. Absolutely, that is not the case. So I'm going to share with you how I'm actually doing it using automation and a whole range of other things. So in preparation for this episode, I actually did a little look at my sales for the year, and it took a little bit of figuring out, because I also sell, in quotation marks, my free programs through Thrivecart, and I've also participated in a couple of bundles giving away things as part of my Thrivecart. So once I removed those free offers, this financial year to date, so our financial year as of the time of recording ends in 10 days, I have had 330 sales. And that's pretty good considering the online store launched in November. So it's not even actually the full year, but I'll account, you know, a little bit of wiggle room for the launch and the initial burst of sales. So now I'm thinking, okay, well, there's 365 days in the year. How can I get 35 more sales? So watch this space. I'm having a think about what promo I can do next week to see if I can get there. So check out my Instagram, or if you're on my email list, stay tuned, because I've got some ideas there. But as you can see, I'm pretty much almost, I'm so, so very close to having a sale every day using my email marketing strategy. And those sales, by the way, that excludes like retainer client packages and that sort of thing. It's just like the digital sales through my store and different offers. So in this episode, I might go a little bit all over the place. I'll try to keep it succinct and as practical as possible. But as with these behind the scenes episodes, you get a little bit more context and there are a lot of layers. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my structure, what email automations I have in place, what other sales mechanisms I have in place, some improvements that I want to be making, and also I'll share a little bit about my tech stack, because I think people are curious about, okay, what's the tech behind all of this? And that's something I've really focused on simplifying this financial year as well. So let's get stuck in. Firstly, just sharing a background of my offers and what I sell. So as I mentioned, I now have the Email Marketing Superstore, which sells DIY email marketing courses. I have courses in there. I think the lowest price is $10 up to around $200. And I think most of them on average probably sit around $30 or $40. So they're not high priced programs, but they are high value, and each is focused around achieving a specific outcome and different levels. So each of those can be purchased independently, and people can do that work at in their own speed and at their own pace. Then the second layer to that is the email experience membership. So if someone joins a course, or you don't need the course, but you just want practical action and support, the email experience membership is basically a support membership. It's a way that you get support from me in your creating your email marketing. So that's where I have a couple of coaching calls a month where you can come on live with me and we can talk through your challenges. I have the tech checks every month, which is where I go into the back end of your software and have a look at what's going on. You can say, oh, did I set this up right? I need help with this. There is also monthly copy critiques with a expert copywriter who can look at your emails there. And there is also the Facebook group, and there's extra content about, you know, the big picture email marketing strategy that I don't teach anywhere else, because it just, yeah, confuses the whole process. So there is that offer as well. You can find out more about that at yaokeown.com/experience. And then I do have client work as well. So there's once-off client work where I do done-for-you stuff, or also I have ongoing email implementer packages where I work with clients one-on-one for an extended period of time. So there's quite a lot. And the challenge I have with all of that is, how can I sell all of this without being overwhelming? So I've just shared these multiple offers, and within that those courses, at last count, I had over 30. So I can't just, you know, tell everyone everything straight away. That can be quite confusing. So that was the challenge I was facing. But of course, with email marketing, we have this ability to automate. And also with using some smart strategy, we can really focus in on certain things. So let's have a look at the big picture of my structure. And I guess the easiest way to understand it is if I think about it at three kind of levels. I have three kind of philosophies behind it. The first one is being generous with my content, my free content, like my front end content. So this podcast, and I also have a blog as well. And even I share quite valuable insights over on my Instagram. So be quite generous with that content and with that information, but making sure every single piece of content has a call to action. So that call to action can be to join my email list, or it could be to purchase one of those courses, depending on the topic. So obviously I align with whatever topic there is. Then once someone is on my list, so either from purchasing something or from signing up, they will continue to receive the value, right? So I have my emails, I really focus around providing great content, but again, I also have strong calls to action in the majority of those emails. I provide opportunities for people to buy something quite regularly on those emails, but it's from a value-led approach. So the podcast emails, obviously share the podcast, and I might say, PS, if you're interested in getting more help with that, this is it. And I'll talk more about some of those things in a moment. And then the third layer is having occasional offers and announcements. So this is when I do have something special going on, I've launched a new course, I've had something else different, or through, you know, sharing my availability. So it's kind of these three layers that I have going on in my marketing that enable me to sell. So revisiting that, and go first straight up to the top of the funnel. So this is all about generating leads and those first sales. So I have the podcast, and recently now I have been working on with my team, with my amazing assistant Evie, repurposing a lot of the podcasts into blog-based content to get that SEO traffic. So that's new. So I'm working on getting a lot more SEO value, appearing in Google more, and getting more traffic to my website that way. And we're also looking at Pinterest as well coming down the track. So we've got the podcast, and then we've got the blog, which is mostly repurposing those podcast episodes. Then we've got social media, which isn't a big lead generator for me at the moment. I think it's more just a place for people to get the general sense, the general vibe, and a touching point. The main focus one for me is Instagram. And again, this is a lot of repurposed content in terms of drawing tips out of what is already free out there. And then one of the big lead generators for me this past year has been participating in bundles or giveaways. So this is where I collaborate with another creator, and all they have like a full audience of people, a number of people participate in them. So I've done it with Alison Hardy. I've done it with Elizabeth Goddard, and where I have submitted a product for free. So one of my courses, so having the courses has enabled me to be able to do this because I can have pick something that's appropriate. I offer it for free, but in exchange, I get all of the email addresses that people, you know, who sign up. So it's a great lead generator. And my hope is that again, once they're on my list, I can convert them to more ongoing sales. So that is how I get people on to my list. So through all of those, I always have a call to action. So it's get onto my email list through the 80 plus fill in the blank email ideas, the Get Started with Email Marketing course, which was launched last month or 2 months ago, and the 4 must have emails masterclass, or if someone buys one of the courses. So, and typically the ones I'll offer like at that front end are under $50. So that is the top of funnel. I have all those things. I have those offers. Then once someone joins my list, either through making their first purchase or through one of those freebies, each way someone joins my email list has a unique welcome, at least the first email, perhaps 2 or 3, sometimes more depending, which meets them where they're at now. It delivers their content. It talks a little bit more about what's next. It connects with them, etc. Then they merge together. So instead of having a separate sales pitch kind of tailored after each one, they all merge into the same sales sequence, which is for the Email Experience membership. So whether someone has joined just from a freebie or they've joined from a course, they still get that offer to join the Email Experience. And it is a special offer initially. There is a countdown timer type offer for that particular sequence. So when someone starts that sequence, differs. So someone might not get that sales sequence till a little bit later if they are just joined up for my 80 plus fill in the blank email ideas, because they're just looking, that's just something that's they're grabbing for free and they're just getting a taste. Whereas someone's already bought something, they might be looking for support sooner. So I might go into that pitch earlier and I create that offer. And that's just a once off right at the beginning of welcoming them to my world. Then after that, I have a couple of automations set up. So once they have finished that sequence, then they go onto my initial content funnel. And I've shared more about content funnels in a previous email. So I've got an initial kind of starter content funnel. So anyone who joins, I think it's about 12 emails, and it goes through the basics of email marketing, like my essentials. So I talk about things like software. I talk about list building, how email marketing works in a nutshell, like those really core things. And that goes out over a series of about 12 weeks, all automated. And again, most of those will have some sort of call to action to buy a course or to join the Email Experience, etc. Then once someone has completed that, they get added to my work in progress, which is an annual automated content funnel. So this is a bit of a playground for me at the moment. And this is something I'm building out this year. I haven't done it 100%, but the idea is that once someone is in this annual content funnel, that whatever month it is, they just get pulled to that month of the year and they get sent the emails automatically. So this aligns with themes. So at the moment, you would see that I have a bit of a sales theme going on. I'm repurposing the blog posts that are around sales. I've been sharing sales tips to my email list. And then those emails that I'm creating as part of this now are getting in added into that automated content funnel, so that next year for June, it'll just pretty much not resend exactly the same emails, but be there. I can go in and just tweak it. So the idea is that each month-ish will have some sort of theme and people will just be pulled through, and over the course of, it's always going to be a work in progress, but it's automated. And again, there's those calls to action. So we've got people coming in Then we've got that welcome experience. And then once they finish that, they go into that automated content funnel. In addition to that, I have my podcast emails, which I send out regularly. And I do have the preferences center for people to enable to opt out from the emails too, if they don't want any particular ones. And then I've got the occasional offers. So in addition to this, and just that regular selling all the time in email, I will make occasional like live offers. So this could be about once a quarter, I will typically do an email where I say, hey, I've opened up my availability for the next quarter for client bookings. So that's a great way just to generate interest into clients and to get people coming through that way. If I do launch a new course, obviously I will do something around that. And I have done occasional things like played with a few ideas, like a get it done week or like a bonus masterclass if someone buys a particular program. So right at the beginning of the year, for example, anyone who joined, who purchased WTF Can I Send was able to join my content planning masterclass for the year. And that was a live masterclass. Or if someone purchased List Revival earlier in the year, there was a get it done week where we would get all those emails set up. Or it was a couple of weeks that we did that over. So it's just to boost those sales, some sort of special events. And looking at it, like I've been in this launching model of launching the email experience for quite a few years, and I actually haven't done a launch this year. Not of like a traditional launch. I've launched the store and I've launched individual little courses, but it's not been a big launch thing. So that's something interesting. And that's, I think, enables, frees me up a little bit where I'm feeling like I don't have such heavy sales periods. I just have occasional offers which I send out, and everything else is just done in timing, and it's more natural, feel good, mention sort of based sales. So that's mostly the email side of things, but I do have other opportunities where people can buy. So, and other little tricks. So the first one, a lot of them are based around like my cart. So if someone, I have a tripwire on my freebies. So the list revival is about, there's a tripwire offer after someone signs up for the 80 plus fill in the blank email ideas freebie. Or if someone joins the Get Started with Email Marketing free course, there is a tripwire offer for the email marketing starter kit, which is like a bundle of courses. And that's the only place that's available. So I have the tripwire thing available. If someone is purchasing a course, I have bump offers, which typically will be to a bundle. So this just means at cart, you say, yep, I'm buying this. Oh, actually, I want to upgrade to the full bundle, and they tick that extra box. Then after purchasing, typically there's an upsell offer as well. And that's at the moment for their email experience membership, but that may change depending on some more analysis. And then a new thing that I've been playing with as we've been working on optimizing these blogs is using ConvertBox as making pop-up offers. So how this works is if someone visits a certain page on my website, I can create a special offer for like 15 minutes on the first time they build that visit that page, where they get a percent off a particular course, but it only lasts that little period of time, and that's the only time they'll see it. So for example, when I had released a blog a couple of weeks ago about different ways to generate sales, I have an offer there that popped up for my course Everyday Email Sales, and it's just a little pop-up. And that's a great piece of tech which I have in place. And so we've got lots of little other opportunities that are just fed in, or just ways to increase the value of each sale. And this is a work in progress, right? So there's plenty of things that I want to experiment with. It's been a really big year just putting these products out there and, you know, creating all the carts, creating all the delivery, creating the actual courses themselves, putting them on the platform, doing all the bumps, all the upsells. And so now there's extra layers, of course, I want to go back in and improve. So different improvements I definitely want to make are playing with those upsell offers. I also want to communicate, I guess, my client work earlier. I don't really have anything that shares that I do client work in a lot of my funnels. It's just sort of a mention that I say here and there, or if people happen across it. I also want to look at adding an affiliate program. It's been on the to-do list for some time. It's just getting that all set up and working with that. And I want to also look at doing more with my SEO. So I'm working on those blogs and perhaps looking at Pinterest as well. I want to be able to try to add dynamic ads to the podcast here. So that's another thing to work with. So that means like I can put ads, basically insert ads into old podcast episodes as well, just to, you know, have that extra little thing here and there where I'm saying, hey, I actually have an offer, I'm now taking on clients, etc. And then eventually I might add in ads again. I haven't done paid advertising for quite some time, just because I'm just getting all this new infrastructure in place and I want to see what works and identify the best place to get it done, to focus any ad budget, what's the most effective funnel, and how we can get that working. So lots of little improvements that I am looking at making, but overall I'm really proud of this as an effort for the last 6 or 7 months of work getting this whole thing set up to where it is, and I'm enjoying it. I will admit, having a system where it supports my creative brain. So before, a big limitation of having kind of that one signature program was that I felt stuck having to just keep repeating the same sort of stuff. I couldn't add things. So now I have the freedom that if I did want to add a course, I could add a course. I mean, I'm trying not to because I'm trying to sell it better. But now I also have the opportunity to try to come up with different ways to lead people into these offers. And just add and just have that creativity each month about, okay, well, how can I try to sell this same stuff in a different way? And so I've really enjoyed that side of it. It's freed me up to be able to have those ideas. And then I just, you know, in the background, do my client work and enjoy it. I realize I've been talking over 20 minutes, which is a longer episode than usual. So I will quickly wrap up with just sharing the tech behind this, because I know that's probably a question a lot of you are asking. And for me, I have a few key pieces that make all of this work. Of course, there's my email marketing software. I use ActiveCampaign, and I actually also have the Deals CRM module, so the sales module included with my ActiveCampaign. And so I do a lot of my client sales tracking through there. I also have, for my calendar bookings, I now use TidyCal, and that is for ongoing clients and initial appointments. And that's all linked into my ActiveCampaign, so I can automate some bringing, like onboarding for the once-off things and onboarding, like sending people off to pay, etc., and do their contracts through TidyCal and through ActiveCampaign. Because that was a once-off payment. And you'll see this actually, all this tech, apart from my ActiveCampaign, are lifetime offers. So there are things that I purchased once and I do not have to pay for every single month because that was incredibly frustrating and increased, you know, just the monthly budget all the time. So for my cart, I use ThriveCart. So this is where I sell everything through and do all my tripwires and my upsells and my bump offers. All of that happens through ThriveCart. And I also deliver my content now through ThriveCart Learn. So it's all tied in together that as soon as someone purchases something, they get the courses all through ThriveCart Learn. And again, I don't have to pay each month for that. It's a once-off payment that I made, and now that it is all mine. My videos are hosted elsewhere. They are hosted on Searchy, so that is a monthly expense because I have quite a lot of videos. But I will be sticking with that for a period of time because, you know, they do all the transcriptions and have all that accessibility options and all of that stuff, which is really important to me. And the final one, which I mentioned, is ConvertBox. Again, that was a once-off payment, and that now enables me to put countdown offers and little pop-ups any page on my website. And so that is an exciting layer. So it can really, again, it just comes down to this personalization of the experience, not just having a blanket want offer for everyone, but really thinking about, okay, what is it that this person is looking for right now? So whether that's in an individual email and presenting the correct offer there, or if it's in a on a page on my website and presenting the correct offer or correct next step via something like ConvertBox. It's all about thinking about where they are now and how I can support someone to move forward to that in that next step. And not necessarily about, you know, just making the sale. It's like, okay, what is the next thing that they would logically need? What is the thing that will help them most now? And presenting that to them. So hopefully you have found all of this helpful and interesting. If you did want more tips and ideas on how to sell every day, then of course I recommend grabbing my Everyday Email Sales course. This isn't Everyday Email Sales isn't about those big promotions or launches. Instead, it's those strategies you can use on a day-to-day basis on your email marketing. So you can learn more about that at yaokeown.com/everyday. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to hear what you've enjoyed from this episode or what you might want to know more about. If you want me to dive deeper in any one of these strategies, please let me know. I'm over on Instagram at yaokeown, or one word, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Easy Email Marketing. It's an absolute honor that you chose to listen. If you love this episode, then it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review so that others can find this podcast and make their email marketing easy too. Finally, make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. Until next time, have an awesome day and make sure to keep showing up and serving in those inboxes.